Module 3. Fire Risk. According to the National Fire Protection Association, fire departments in the United States have a call every 23 seconds, making fire-related safety practices highly important. Implementing fire safety requires an understanding of the different causes and types of fires, as well as effective assessments and prevention methods. There are many causes and types of fires, and it is important that you have an understanding of their source in order to prevent them from happening. Common causes of fires include equipment, chemicals and gases, electrical, flammable products, lightning, arson, fireworks, smoking, candles. There are five different types, or classes of fires differentiated by what fuels them. Class A, physically combustible items, such as wood, water will typically put it out. Class B, combustible gases or liquids. Class C, electrical fires. Class D, metal-related fires. Class K, oil or fat fires, smothering may put out small fires. There are fire extinguishers created for different classes of fire. The class of fire that the extinguisher is intended for will be listed on the extinguisher. Risk assessments are necessary for any organization. Fire risk assessment focuses on hazards, people at risk, and removing or reducing the hazards. Fire hazards are combinations of fuel, ignition, spark, and oxidation, usually oxygen. It is unlikely that you will find no risk, so a risk assessment matrix will help prioritize risks. The risk matrix is based on the severity of the risk and the likelihood of something happening. The risk and likelihood are typically numbered and/or color-coded. Once risks are identified and ranked, you will be able to determine which actions you need to take. For example, a fire extinguisher may be acceptable in low-risk situations, while machinery may need maintenance in others. Each company and assessment will be unique. There are numerous ways to prevent fires in the workplace. Remember that some organizations will have a higher fire risk than others and require specialized prevention methods, particularly for companies that deal with flammable gases and chemicals. There are some basic steps everyone can take to prevent fire. Maintain smoke alarms that have visual and audible alarms. Prohibit smoking. Store and dispose of flammable items properly. Keep the area clean. Do not block exits. Maintain machinery. Provide fire extinguishers. Install sprinklers. Practice safety with flammable chemicals. Once you determine how to assess and establish fire safety, it is necessary to communicate the practices with employees. This includes the evacuation plan, emergency exits, where the fire extinguishers and fire alarms are located. There are different ways to communicate fire safety. Meetings and trainings. Post instructions for machinery. Share scheduled maintenance. Post evacuation route. Fire prevention plan in print and/or online. Have safety captains. Share ways to report hazards. Choose the best way to share information for your employees. There are also legal guidelines for what information you need to post and where. Josh was put in charge of implementing a fire safety program for a small printing company. He was not familiar with the topic outside of drills and safety trainings he received as an employee at other companies. He called Sally, a friend who worked as a safety officer at a larger company. She walked him through the assessment and matrix. Josh decided that the greatest risks were electrical, machinery, paper, and chemicals. He created a manual for fire safety procedures and distributed it among the employees.